How selfish can these people be? Malaysia has relaxed its movement control order, MCO, with the implementation of a conditional movement control order, CMCO, that allowed for the economy to be restarted again. However, as the name suggests, there are a few conditions that Malaysians must adhere to. One of which is that there shall not be cross-state travel whatsoever barring a legitimate reason. This new ruling seemingly fell into deaf ears unfortunately as yesterday, a whopping total of 508 vehicles were stopped nationwide for trying to sneakily break CMCO by trying to cross state lines. The reason they gave? They wanted to balik kampung. Defense Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob revealed this during his daily National Security Council update yesterday. Yesterday marked day 4 of CMCO and thanks to the hard work of PDRM and security forces, these attempts to break CMCO were able to be detected and stopped. In fact, according to Ismail Sabri, a total of 238,500 vehicles were stopped across the country in 146 separate roadblocks. In his statement, the senior minister said that as of yesterday, the police had exercised their discretion to advise and warn, although actions were taken to order the cars to turn back. The relevant authorities are now permitted to start issuing compounds beginning today to those caught breaking the conditional CMCO. Don't be selfish law, we all want to balik kampung for Aidilfitri. However, if Malaysians continue to flout CMCO, there may not be a Hari Raya to celebrate in the coming years. Also read, Defense Minister, CMCO will be tightened if Malaysians don't comply to necessary SOPs. You have reached the end of this story.